Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
It's the 100th episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade.
We actually made it to episode number 100
without killing each other.
Well, there was.
We're still alive. Just shut up.
The three of us are alive.
Yeah.
Where's everybody else? Oh.
Oh yeah.
Hanging in a closet somewhere.
I think Whitey did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Whitey did do it.
Yep. Whitey did do
we
it.
We can say that now.
Yeah, because he's in Boston. So, how do you know Whitey did it? He's here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes, Whitey did do it. Anyway, welcome to the 100th episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. King Baby Duck here.
Blue Onyx.
And Anvil.
And we figured for the 100th episode, we'd try to do something different.
Yeah.
I know how some shows like to, look back at their old episodes and, remember that time and then just play a clip of that. But I feel like that's lazy.
That is very lazy. We're just not capable of going back and just playing clips. Sorry. I'm just too tired of that. I'm actually too lazy just to do that. I'm sorry. It's just my laziness has, involved my life.
Well, we work a lot.
Yeah, there's that too. There's a lot of work involved. Lots and lots of work.
So I figured, instead of going back to the first episode, we'd look before then. We'd go back, way back, back into time, the cavemen, cave women, the troglodytes!
Is he pulling Vanilla Ice rap on us?
No, I'm actually pulling Desert Sessions, dude.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that works too.
So, with this episode, it's called Cowabunga Nostalgia, because we figured we'd talk about things from our past, things from our childhood that we were huge fans of, things we couldn't part with, and just moments in, sports, cartoons, movies that just got to us right here, right where it matters.
In the subcaucal area of the heart.
In Dennis Leary's words.
Yes.
Now, I mean, there are things that we probably shouldn't bring out that we do.
But we're bastards. We don't care.
No. I know, I'm wearing my old high school football jersey, and I'm realizing I was a lot skinnier back in high school, because I can't breathe in this jersey.
So take it off!
So I'm going to stand up so people can see my awesome old football jersey, and then this thing's coming off. Oh, wait, I got to stand up. There we go, right there. Hey, this jersey saw championship, baby, okay?
Yes.
And it has blood of the rivals on it still.
Yes.
Now I can come off, thank God.
Oh, good. He stepped out camera so we don't have to see his nipples in case those pop up. Anyways.
Yes. They're so disgusting. Oh, God.
Oh.
Hey, listen.
Put those away. Those things can cut glass.
Okay. I think I'd better prefer the nipples than that.
No. The heated pepper.
Shut
up.
The dark side of the moon.
If the band you're in starts playing different tunes.
Ah.
Oh. Hey, yes.
Don't hate the money, man.
What moneymaker?
You have no
There's money. No moneymaker.
Hey, y'all can't call me a whore if I don't have a moneymaker.
Here's a hoe.
What's that champ stamp? Oh, that's your back here.
That was a good one.
All right. So,
Wait, did you read what the tramp stamp said in back there? It says, "Use a bitch." Did y'all remember that from high school?
Yep.
So I got, "Use a bitch."
No, I remember, "He's a hoe, she's a hoe." No,
it was actually a song. I forget who wrote it, but it went, "Use a bitch."
Yeah, yeah.
I said that, "Use a bitch." I used to love doing that.
Right. So, I think the first thing we do, let's bring out the toys. And no, ladies, this is not your
yummy fantasy. No! No. Bad.
We're talking about the toys we had when we were kids.
Put away the rabbit.
Yep, not the rabbit.
No! Not that rabbit.
So, I think, alright, so I see this thing over here that Anvil has brought.
There you go.
The past. Who could ever forget this guy?
Elf, come on. 1986 edition, the year I was actually born.
Yes.
Came out in the size 14 inch. And now they actually are currently still selling online, Amazon, for about $105. My parents bought
this. Still in great condition, dude.
Yeah, I actually took care of my stuff very well. I mean, even the next one I bring up, for 20 years old.
Yes.
The wear and tear still is pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, this... I remember both the sitcom. Did you remember the cartoon as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a cartoon, yeah.
What was the planet they was from? Nomak or...
No, yeah, Nomak.
Nomak.
I was actually trying to read up on it the other night, but unfortunately...
Nelmak.
Nelmak, okay. After all the stuff that we did this weekend...
Yes.
I'm surprised I remember my name.
Yeah. And, you know, I still have the Christmas special.
No.
Remember that episode where it was the... they thought Alf was a toy. Well, how it began was Alf grabbed some, like, poison ivy, thought it was Holly, gave it to the main guy in the house. I forget his name, but he was the one who played the boss in Norm MacDonald's sitcom. And he decided to run away and saw these toys in some van, and he was mistaken for a toy. And this girl, I forget what she had, but she was, you know, she was apparently going to die from this... disease, and you know, Alf decided to stay just to make her happy.
Yep.
And the funny thing about this is too is the guy who played the mechanic and Santa Claus was the same guy who played Sheriff Bart in Blazing Saddles.
Wow.
Cleavon Little was his name.
Yes.
Nah.
But yep, this doll, 25 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I should say stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice and fluffy.
Yes. So, let me see. Let me pull this out.
Whoa! Whoa, put it away. No, okay.
So, this here was called the Menacer. And this was like the gun that you're supposed to use for the Sega Genesis. It looks awesome. The only problem was...
It sucked.
It never worked. Like, you would have to get up... okay, so how it was set up was there was a little tiny black box that you would connect to the Sega Genesis, and you would put it on top of the TV. So you would first like get as close as you can, go back, okay, it's not reading it, okay, I don't get how this is not working, why is this not working? All right, it's reading it, this does not feel right.
Yeah.
And you're shooting at your ceiling, and you're trying to judge where it's supposed to hit. Those were the days.
Yes.
Yeah, and plus they never went and created any more games with that one. There was just basically whatever you got with the actual game itself.
Yeah, it was like the Menacer game.
It was like kill ants or something along those lines. It was pretty messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I had one, it worked very well for my coat, so I could lay straight back on my back and aim it up. All right, I got this. All right, got you.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? Yeah.
So yeah, this was great. Menacer was... a fun memory, but a kind of sucky memory.
Yeah, well, not everything was great about childhoods.
Yes, I know that for a fact.
Okay. Now, this was my best friend growing up. I loved him.
Leonardo.
Leonardo was my favorite.
He doesn't have a bandana over his eyes? That got lost
over the years. Now, let me tell the little story behind this. When I was 4 years old, I had to have my tonsils taken out.
Yes.
And I was petrified. And I'll never forget the day that I had them taken out. It was pouring out. And I had my own Ninja Turtles raincoat and umbrella and boots.
Yeah, the booties.
Brought this doll, or this stuffed animal over. to make me feel more comfortable with surgery because I have a friend with me.
Yep. You just call on my name and you'll always be there. Because you got a friend.
Does he really have a sword in his back? Could you just stab him? No, I'm just kidding.
I wish. And I actually have a second raincoat that I made my mom put on him so he wouldn't get wet. And that was 20 years ago now.
But I'm a turtle. I don't mind getting all so wet.
And basically, the only damage this poor guy has is he lost the bandana around the eyes. Uh-huh. The eyes are wearing off a little bit.
Yep.
And the black on his sash came away from me. You still see the L. It's still there. And there's one minor tear to the black back of the sash. Yep. But for 20 years, it's not too bad.
It survived.
But when we were kids, I know, but when we were all children, this was something that every kid really wanted.
Yep.
And it was a rare thing to find, and, you know, because they didn't make a ton of them.
Yeah, it's not like today's, like, thing where it's like, oh, that's the must-have thing, you know, and everybody runs out to grab it, and they get it for their kid or whatnot, but
this was one of those things that they made a specific number, and once they were all sold, it was done, and my aunt, she actually worked at a place that sold these, and being as loving as she was, took it right out of the box and bought it.
Yeah.
So I was one of, you know, my only friends that actually got one. They made all four characters, and she got me my favorite. So 20 years old, and still got them. That's childhood right there. Great memories.
Well, one that I remember is I don't think I have it anymore.
No, that's right.
Is the Hulk? I had the Hulk Hogan wrestling doll.
Yeah,
that was that's fun memories, especially when I got my trampoline because no matter I was doing crazy tricks.
So that's how you learned how to do those.
Well, yeah, that and gymnastics. But
come on,
what
Hulk!
The hell? Yeah,
no, you in gymnastics?
Yes, I was in gymnastics. What? I just learned how to do a backflip by my... Yeah, actually, I kind of did.
And for those who want the mental image, he wore a pink leotard and had the little wavy banner
thing. What are you talking about? You weren't there. I was, you know, running around freaking with, you know, the shorts and stuff like that.
His mom showed me pictures.
Yes. He was wearing all pictures? Pink leotard. There's no pictures of me doing that.
That's not what your mom showed me.
Oh, okay, right.
So, one of the things I have here... It wasn't so much this book, but it was the TV series that I remember fondly as a child, but this is like the book version. It's The Storyteller. For those of you who don't remember, this is a show from Jim Henson. It was hosted by John Hurt.
John Hurt.
One of the best actors out there. It was basically telling all these great stories about this, one of which was like a prince who was transformed into a hedgehog. And there was one where, I believe it was where one of the guys actually captures the Grim Reaper.
Really?
And he keeps him in a bag to keep him from dying. Well, from the dude who captured the Grim Reaper from dying. And then when he finally let him go, the Grim Reaper punished him of sorts by not letting him die.
Yeah.
So he goes on, lives forever, and then by the time the Earth is destroyed, he has to stand outside of heaven knowing that he can't enter and have his final resting place.
Damn, and that was from, like, Jim Henson?
Dude, you remember The Dark Crystal.
Yeah, I mean, but damn. But that had some serious religious stuff to it.
And there was one where the storyteller himself was put into the story. I believe it was, like, a whole... He had a bit of a gambling debt, and he had to pay debt to the king, so he had to tell a story for a whole... One new story for one whole year.
Ah.
And he got to 364, and then one day, the final day, he realized, I don't have a story. And, like, all this stuff happens to him. Like, he turns into a rabbit, and all this other crazy shit. And so, after that's all done, he goes to the king and says, I'm sorry, your highness, I don't have a story, and this is why. And he basically tells what happened that day, and the king goes... But that's the best story you've ever told. So they honor the storyteller, and like later on, the storyteller actually becomes the king.
Nice.
Hmm.
Way to be.
But yeah, I think the show is available on DVD. I'm not sure if it's on Blu-ray. I know it's on DVD. I don't know if it's still available on DVD, if it's been discontinued or not, but it was such a great show.
Yeah.
And final thing that I brought to the table, I'm not sure how many people will remember this character or not.
I'll hold him up.
Oh. His wig fell off.
Yep, his Pangea hat. This was the Max. This toy came out in January 1996. I remember the commercial fondly for it.
The commercials were awesome back then.
Yeah. It was part of the Spawn Series 4. And it took me 4 months to finally find one of those.
Yeah.
And I found it at a KB Toys at the Square One Mall.
I remember that place. Yeah. Now KB's is gone.
KB's is gone. Forever. Yes. Gone.
Now, this character was originally a comic book by Sam Keith, who would go on and do some stuff like The Incredible Hulk and a couple other comics. But this was, like, probably one of the best. Like, this was my all-time favorite comic book growing up. And it was one of those ones where there were some things I didn't understand as a child because they dealt with a lot of mature themes in it. And they turned it into a cartoon on MTV's Oddities. And my opinion was the best animated series ever made by MTV. Because it dealt with the mature themes. It dealt with the real villains and plain old, like, screwing with the minds. What I mean real villains, I don't mean like, instead of like the Doc Ox and the Crazy Lizard and Sandman, the cartoon's main antagonist was a murderer and a rapist.
Oh, lovely.
And he was a master of the mystic arts, but in reality, he was just a plain old, to put it bluntly, a mindfuck. He would try to, like, screw with the minds of the Max and Julie Winters and all the other characters within both the comic and the animated series. And I was upset that they never finished animating the show and stopped at, like, the first story arc. I wish they had continued and, like, done all the issues. But I guess that's what you know, picking up the comic book and reading it is for.
Yeah.
I've had this for 15 years. Yeah, it's been beaten up and bruised. See this thing of tape? This is actually holding it together. I've had it for... this has been holding it together for 12 years. And...
it looks it, too.
Yeah.
Masking tape looks yellow.
Yes. But yeah, this was one of my... this is my favorite action figure. I still have it up in my room. I would never part with it. I've got the DVD of the show up in my room. I got, like, a bust of the Max in my bedroom.
All right. I got a question.
Yes.
You ever thought about going on eBay and trying to buy a new one?
They go for over $150.
You ever thought about going on eBay and not buying a new one?
That's funny because there's another company that actually made another Max action figure, but it didn't look good. It didn't look like the Max. It looked more steroid and such.
I know, it just even more than good. He looks like he's on the roid now.
Right.
He looks like Barry Bonds. Ooh, I mean...
Well, that's the other thing that, you know, going through the whole, toy stage and whatnot, a lot of the, the characters, like, G.I. Joe, like, they showed the G.I. Joe from back in 1950, mm-hmm. It was scrawny, you know, skinny, whatever, the G.I. Joe today is, like, jacked and, you know, looked like he was on roids.
In our day, you know, he looked normal, he had a six-pack, whatever, but the arms weren't huge.
Yeah, they weren't, like, freaking, you know, Sergeant Slaughter huge, but you know, they were pretty big.
Our guys had, you know, scars on their faces.
Remember him, Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, that's right. No way.
Yeah.
I used to have one, I accidentally broke mine once.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had his nemesis tomb on it, which was that red dude.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I got something good for the next segment, too.
But let's bring out the big thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the true classic of childhood.
You remember having to do this to your collection of Pogs?
Yeah.
There is multiple, you know, cases here of Pogs, and especially about two are filled with Pogs right now, but the other ones, I don't know where the hell they went to. They're somewhere around there. I've got them. But for the most part, I mean... back in the day, this is the game I used to play back in what? Not even middle school. Like
elementary
school, yeah.
Wait. We gotta show them how to do it.
Alright, well, what you do is you'd pile up some Pogs.
Alright, let's say me and
Blue. And you have them all faced up.
All right.
Because that's part of the actual gameplay.
Yep.
Let's go up here and show them how to do it.
No, I thought you put them face down, and then...
They were face down, whatever.
No, face down or face up?
No, they were face down, and the ones that were face up were the ones you
kept. I read the rules the other day online.
Oh, okay.
So let's go...
Well, it depends on where you were playing it. I was at Linwood's school and whatnot, but... All right, so... Here, we'll just make this our pile.
Okay. Yes.
Forget that.
All right, so now... Me and Blue.
And I will get a slammer here.
Alright, now these are just milk caps, and the game actually started in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which is comical. And now we put them face down.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a slammer. This, well, one of the many slammers that they had designed.
It's a metal plastic.
Yeah, this one is a metal one. I've got a spider one here that's a plastic one. This one right here.
Yeah.
What you do is you try to flip over as many as you possibly can. You want to go with that one?
Alright.
I'll see if I can find another. There we go. Right. Ah! Here's a plastic slammer.
Well.
I got a plastic slammer here. Look at this sucker.
So, the way the rules went was, okay, let's say I started. Take it.
Yep, you got one.
I got one. So now we restack them.
And then there we go. And then, see, that was the other thing was back in the day, sometimes you played for keeps.
Yeah.
So
yes. And then they started getting banned in schools, too.
Because
gambling. Alright, so he collects one.
Yeah, I got one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just the backside of another.
Yeah, the backside one.
So then, you continue on. So now it's my turn.
Oh, I haven't played this forever.
I got two down here, heads up. The rest of them are.
There's one. Oh, that's the one you originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the original.
Mm-hmm. So these were all heads down, so they come back up to the table.
Yeah, and then they used to have, tournaments and whatnot of this next to the cup stacking. Nothing.
Got nice.
Nice.
Damn.
He's got a Nuzo.
And I'm actually looking online right now too. There are some still available for $5 on Amazon.com.
Okay.
102 pack plus slammers.
That's the way that we used to buy them too. All
right. You see, I used to go.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh yeah.
You just took the whole rack there.
So, hey, you got one left?
Yeah, I got one left. Oh yeah, look at. Yeah, I can't get anything on that one. Nope, there's just no way. Nope, it's on the table. It's done.
No, we can still do it.
Nope, it's not done. Yeah.
No, screw it.
Yeah, it's done.
But anyway, I used to go up to Bailey's up in Maine, and they would actually have some of these Pogs as prizes in their little arcade.
Probably don't have anything, spiders in here and stuff.
But
anyway.
For those of you who don't know, Bailey's is this awesome little, camping site that you can bring your family with. I went up there a few times in my childhood, and I always had a blast.
See, with me, I actually got, the 50 state Pogs and whatnot. I got one with Bill Clinton on it. I got, it was just one of those things back
then. Giants, the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, look at the Super Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, I got an Emmitt Smith Slammer. Holy crap, I forgot about that. I mean, more or less, I got a lot of the other ones, too. The football ones.
Yep, the biohazard ones.
Yeah, biohazard ones. I have a bunch of them and whatnot. Still in pretty good condition. But, yeah, I mean, it used to be one of the great games that we used to play back in the day.
Yeah, and we're trying to bring it back, dude. We are trying to bring this back because it was such a fun game. And it's, 500 times better than those stupid, silly bands.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to sit around for hours and play the games.
Yeah. And this was at a time where video games weren't the only games children were playing. This was when we were having loads of fun playing with Pogs.
Truthfully, I think we played more Pogs than we ever played video games.
And I agree. You know why? Because this was before the era of Xbox Live and PSN.
To really go back nostalgia on you, when Sega finally came out with their online play and whatnot, the Sega Channel, that was one of the big ones and whatnot to have and play, and it was so expensive.
It was. what was it? 50
you could
cents.
Play Earthworm Jim and whatnot right on your Sega Genesis. And, yeah, that
50
was
cents a day it cost, which wasn't. Okay, 50 cents a day, $10 a month.
Yeah, but back then that was a lot.
Yeah.
Because, come on. Alright, I've got to do this. You ready?
Yeah.
We used to go to the corner store with a dollar. You get a bag of chips, a big teeny drink, and a little Debbie for a dollar.
Jeez, friggin' teenies. Oh man,
miss sashimis.
I actually planned on buying some before we came, but I kind of forgot to stop have blue stop at the store.
Yeah.
So I was gonna buy some teenies.
Oh, that's not the teenies that we're looking for.
No, no, we're not.
Do not Google teenies
without the safe search on.
That's the sad thing. The safe search was on.
Oh no.
Oh no, I forgot about those.
See, look, teenies.
Oh no!
That's what the safe search.
All right, put in
sure,
teeny
right,
drink.
That's what you want us to believe?
Drink.
Drink. Yes, drink.
No. No.
What popped up?
Something about penises.
Yes.
I thought the Sedin's.
Something about drinking, but it wasn't teenies.
Well, depending on where they were from, it might have been a teeny. Okay, now that we're off the perversion.
Yes.
All right, so what do we got next?
Let's talk about some of our favorite cartoons growing
well,
up.
Well, before we get into this, I need to talk about the one that actually damaged more children than it helped.
Which one?
Underdog.
Underdog?
Y'all remember Underdog?
Yeah.
Yes.
That show damaged more children.
Pill popping son of a bitch.
Well, literally, it showed. Okay, I'm a normal guy. I, you know, Polly needs help. I pop pills, and boom, I'm all good now. And what happened to our generation? They all became pill poppers.
Pill popping or Roy's?
Oh my God, he's got Underdog on.
Oh no. I have to blame. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Ooh, I loved Rocky and Bullwinkle as a kid.
Yeah, but that also taught us that Canadians are really, really dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, they are.
No, it was Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
It's still...
No, they have the money.
Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right, remember?
Yes, you're right.
And then that the Russians were bad because they were always trying to do something to Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Boris Badenoff and Natasha. Pottsylvania, a.k.a. the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But I loved it as a kid. I still watched it on Netflix, too, all the old shows. And man, the animation was horrible back then. I got one. This was probably my favorite growing up as a kid. Freakazoid.
Yep.
Ooh. Dexter Douglas gets zapped into the internet before the days of... I think it was before 28 modems. And he transforms into the funniest superhero of all time.
I'm gonna fly!
Yeah.
Just running around and just screaming and doing stuff.
Well, that's the funny thing, because sometimes he would fly, and then other times he would just go...
Mohawk.
Yeah, and he knew how to handle the creeps. Like in this, like in this episode here.
You want to see something strange and mystical?
One of our... well, one of our viewers sent this one over. Rare Frankenstein, the big Frank talking monster play school.
I remember
that one?
Yeah.
It's a big plastic toy about, you know, yay high. And you could do, like, you do about, you know, do a bunch of things with them. Like, I think you'd actually, like, take
open
them apart.
Them up,
yeah, open them up. See if there's any
it,
more
it was like the creepy version of Mr. Potato Head.
It was kind of like, what the hell is that other game? Operation.
Operation.
Operation, but in big toy form.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
I mean, that was an awesome, fun thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, what I loved about Freakazoid was it had a couple big celebrities on the show. Playing the lovable but little dim-witted cop, Cosgrove, was Ed Asner.
No, really?
Yes.
Jeez. How come you never got married? Because I like meat too much. You could be married and still eat a lot of meat.
I didn't know that.
No.
What I would love about Cosgrove was he was one of those people who would just look at a supervillain or something and just go, now cut that out.
Yeah.
And they would. And he would always help make Freakazoid lose track of who or what needed to be saved. Just like in this moment here.
Longhorn,
worm's up to some evil plan. I'd better find him without delay!
Hey, Freakazoid.
Oh, hi, Cosgrove.
Wanna go see a bear ride a motorcycle?
Do I? Let's roll!
It's technically a Vespa, though.
That bear is pretty good.
Pigs are smarter than bears, but they can't ride motorcycles.
Yeah, that, and I have to say, the other ones that was really disturbing that was part of that kind of, like, setup was the Animaniacs.
Yes! They're from the same people!
Same people, Wheel of Morality.
Morality, turn. Show us the lesson that we shall learn.
Yeah, then they would come up with the most ridiculous things. Next to that, I would have to say Pinky that I'd always, yes, Pinky and the Brain. But also going Nickelodeon now, Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah.
Ren and Stimpy was the one that I think really messed a lot of kids up. I mean, especially Powdered Toast Man. Mm-hmm. He flies backward and says, grab onto my ass to hold on.
Yes.
It's just like, wow, buddy, are you serious?
Now, in this, is it only cartoons, or can it be any show from when we were children?
I think first let's talk cartoons.
Yeah, let's talk cartoons, but...
Because, I got the best one.
Because, alright, this is... When I was a kid, I started getting into Monty Python. This was probably the funniest cartoon bit that they ever did. And it's just so simple, but it was just too hilarious. I can't stop laughing at it every time watching it.
I can't remember the name of that statue, but it's the statue where there's the two kissing, but yet the other one has holes in its leg and it starts playing the flute. So, yeah.
Right. And what's funny about it, too, is the audience reaction. Like, they did not expect to happen. Yeah. There's that one woman that sounds like she's about to have a heart attack from laughing too much.
I've got one for you guys. And it was actually educational, and we still all loved it.
Oh, crap.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Ah, yes.
Okay. Do you mean the game show, or do you mean the cartoon Where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego?
Well, they both were good.
Yes.
And remember when we were kids, you know, they actually had the thing for the fan club where you could send in and you could actually become a gumshoe?
Yes.
I was one of those kids that actually sent in for it because I was like 6 and 7 and I thought it was awesome.
Yep.
The other day I was actually on demand and they had their movie and I had to watch it.
There was a Carmen Sandiego movie?
Yes. And it's actually Shafana who her father was.
As one of our viewers said, Ah, Real Monsters.
Oh, I was going to mention that. I thought that show was more disgusting than Ren and Stimpy. Remember, we had Oblina, whose power was to turn her insides out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it was a good show. I mean,
yes.
Not this... Okay,
the grumble!
I got to say like this. Not this old bitch-ass shit that they call cartoons now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there's no nicer way to put it. I mean... SpongeBob SquarePants.
Now, I'm just wondering if this
depends on the episode of SpongeBob, because the earlier episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants were kind of raunchy for its time, too, and were still really funny. I even will admit that I liked the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
I don't know if this is a sexual innuendo, but Angry Beavers? I don't... Angry Beavers, anybody? Cat Dog?
Cat Dog? How did it go to the bathroom?
I just...
Wait, don't you dare say it!
I know
it's coming. I see you staring at it right now.
Oh, I'm not staring at... Never mind. Anyways, Gullah Gullah Island. Oh, man. Oh.
That was a Nick Jr. show. A funny thing about Nick Jr., I didn't realize when I was a kid, that's how he kind of started getting into the anime. I don't know if you guys remember The Little Prince and The Nozzles. Those shows...
Yeah. How about this one? Kablam.
No. Starring the Flesh. He's super strong and super naked.
Keenan and Kel. Yeah, Keenan and Kel was the show. Let's see.
I'm trying to think. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Wait.
The Mystery Files of Shelby Woo.
I like that show.
Now, when we get to books, I have the best one, but it was also a TV show.
Animorphs?
No, even better than that. Animorphs was good. Y'all gonna remember this, and you're gonna be like, no. Trust me.
All right,
you can say it, dude. You can say the show that I told you not to.
What, Rugrats?
Nope.
Oh, well...
Secret World of Alex Mack.
Yeah.
You know, there are times in your life where you wish you had her powers.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Here we go. I have to do a theme song to a pretty good TV show, which caused me some trouble growing up.
Let me pull it up for you.
Oh, you're gonna do it already? You already know which one it is. All right, well, I can do it. Because I used to hear it walking down the hallway. Ready? Here we go. Do,
do, do. Oh, you fucking asshole. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do. Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. I think I hate life more than ever now.
Alright, let's not torture him anymore.
But, now, I mean, people on this obviously, you know, most likely know our real names anyway.
Yeah.
So going through high school, people used to do that, and I actually made the mistake sophomore year and dated a girl named Patty.
Yep.
Aha!
Oh, yeah. My poor buddy Richie, who's no longer with us, you know, he passed on, and he unfortunately used to get called Skeeter because of the whole effect of he was Doug's best friend, and I was in Patty, and he used to hang out with us.
And he turned blue because he ate too much blueberries.
No, he turned blue because he passed away.
Oh.
Oh, I had to. I'm sorry.
And then there was...
Richie would have loved that joke.
Was that Mr. Funny? Was it?
Yeah, Doug Funny.
Doug Funny.
No. I meant
Mr. Dink.
Mr. Dink, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That guy was... I had nightmares about that guy.
The creepy neighbor next door.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think. What other cartoon... All right. This is a syndicated show. I don't know if any of you remember it or not. It was called Stunt Dogs.
No.
Stunt Dogs.
Stunt Dogs. It was about these superhero-like stuntmen... And the villain was...
Jesus.
No. The villains were the stunt scabs, and his name was Richard P. Fungus, but everyone used to call him Dick, so his name would be Dick P. Fungus.
That's a good one right there. All right. But I do have to say, when we were children, All right, here we go. Y'all going to make some funny noises. Our Superman. Our Batman... Our Spider-Man, our Power Rangers.
Yes, Power Rangers.
And our Ninja Turtles were better than they are now.
Yes.
I mean, we saw the original Power Rangers.
Yep. And even when they brought in the second generation Power Rangers, those were still good because they had Johnny Young Bosch. Johnny Young Bosch is the man.
Which one did he play?
He played the second Black Ranger.
Okay, well, I didn't like the second Red Ranger.
Because he's a... What, serial killer?
Yeah, he's on death row.
Yep, he's on death row.
No, actually, I did some research. He wasn't a Power Ranger. He was just a chub actor in one episode.
No, he was a Ranger.
No, he was a Ranger. He was the second Red Ranger dude.
Yeah.
Former chub actor who appeared in Modern Warfare and Power Ranger. Let me see.
Yeah, he was like the Red Ranger. That's why it says Power Ranger accused of murder.
A former chub actor who appeared in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Find his name, and then Google.
All right, Skylar DeLeo.
Or IMDb him.
He played Roger in one episode.
That's not what they say.
It's the guy who played Rocky. Isn't that's him, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a totally different dude.
It's age difference, dude. All right, let's not argue about it.
I kill you!
And then they had the Power Rangers movie that we all...
Yeah, with Ivan Ooze.
Oh, man. Lord Zedd.
I think the only good ranger out of all of them was Tommy.
That's right.
He was the smart one.
Yeah.
The green / white ranger. And
oh, no. I wasn't thinking of Tommy.
We all used to, yes. You know, us fans had the little daggers.
Yeah.
They used to play. He was my favorite. One year for Halloween, I couldn't figure out if I wanted to be the green or the white, so I went into both.
Mm-hmm.
I looked like the toughest ranger ever.
Yeah.
7 years old.
Our viewers mentioned about the Pink Ranger. Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah,
she's done a porn. I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a homemade sex video.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now she's on the TV show Flashpoint as SWAT operative.
Yep.
She's still hot.
She is.
All right. Let's start, you know, going into other stuff.
Let's talk about movies.
Movies!
Well, what? No. I want to do regular TV shows.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, go ahead. Shoot it up.
Y'all ready?
Uh-oh.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, yes!
Not to mama!
I think I have that doll somewhere still.
I think really? I still think I have the little, you know, the baby.
Yeah. He's like, not the mama! Well, bank!
I used to love that show, and my buddy Kyle, Last year, he was on over at one of those, what's it called? Newbery Comics?
Yeah.
And they were having a sale on their series, and he found them. Got, like, every series, every season for, like, $40. And we sat there one day and watched it, but didn't watch it like normal people would, because, you know, when we were children, we watched it one way. We actually sat back with some alcohol and food and watched it.
That's the way to do it, man.
You have to.
Were you watching Chasing Amy on my Netflix?
Yes, I was.
You whore.
It was the only Kevin Smith movie I haven't seen.
It's okay, man.
Alright, okay, how about this?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
This is the story. How about how my life upside down? My life to take a minute just to sit right here. The Prince of a Town Called Bel-Air.
Point in case, this is why we did bad in school. No, I'm kidding.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spent most of my days. Chillin' all relaxed and relaxin' all cool, and I'm shootin' some b-ball outside school with a couple of guys who were up to no good, startin' making trouble in the neighborhood. I got one little fight, my mom got scared. Take your mom and I'm hikin' on Cool Bel-Air. I mean, some little cabin when it came near, slicing the dice in the mirror. Your home's Bel-Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and yelled to give me a home from the neighbor. I was finally here, known as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Another point in case to the judge, not you, to the judge, white boys wanted to be like Will Smith.
Yeah. I loved...
Yeah, but you gotta shoot this.
I love how... the running gag in the show when DJ Jazzy Jeff came on, he would always be thrown out by Uncle Phil.
And then the one time he doesn't throw out, he's like, you can walk out the front door. What? You're not going to throw me out? No. Do you want to be thrown out? Yeah.
Come on.
Actually, that's one of the shows I was upset when it ended.
Yeah, it was. I think that was the last great family sitcom.
Wait. Since we're talking about family sitcoms.
Uh-oh.
I gotta throw out the original.
No.
I think...
Don't you do it.
I think the duck knows.
Don't you freaking dare do it.
Wait, let's see if the duck is right.
This is bullshit.
He knows it!
It's not Sabrina the Teenage Bitch,
no,
is it?
No, no.
No, no.
Family Matters. This was on the original TGIF Fridays.
And there he is.
Steve Urkel.
Yes.
And I do not. Rosetta North. There is McCready.
Where the hell are all these people now?
I don't know. But Winslow's gay.
Oh. I don't know. Steve Urkel. Oh, it's the long version.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that was a classic show when we were growing up.
Yeah, that was back when TJIF was cool.
Yeah, you know, we all used to sit back and there was 2 hours of family time.
How about this one? Here's the nail in the coffin. Are you afraid of the dark?
We said that already.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
That was a lie.
Yeah. All right, wait. Now, I think me and Blue might have been the only ones to watch this. The duck might have. But I know we did.
What?
With our friend William Shatner. Rescue 911.
Oh, yes!
I
know it's not a kid show. I know it's not a kid show, but oh, that was a good show.
We used to sit back and watch it, and they actually had real live medical calls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they would go and do like a thing, reenactment of it. Here in this reenactment, you can watch what happens with the thing and the thing. And you're like,
well, it happens.
Whoa. And that and Cops. Cops. Yeah. Can't forget about Cops.
Alright, you ready for this one?
Alright.
I'll never forget watching Cops when it got filmed in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember that one.
Now, let me break this down. Two houses out from me, some guy tries to break in. And actually, you know the son of the person.
Oh, no, don't even mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was his mom.
Oh, jeez.
And she had her big German Shepherd, Rocky. The guy goes to break in. Rocky jumps up. He takes off. The police come. Two streets over, they start chasing the guy. He runs in this wooded area, they catch him. It was really awesome, though.
Yeah. Okay. So, why don't we move on to movies?
Okay.
Let's, we gotta do this.
No! Not again!
This made up my childhood so much. I used to have all the toys.
Dude, you gotta join in. Let's go.
Come on. I don't sing.
Let's go.
I'm not a performing monkey.
Let's go. Or the t-shirt, or the hat's gonna come real to you.
Yep. I love when he put this in Dragon Ball Z, bitch. Go, Snappa!
Something strange in the neighborhood.
I'm a cracker.
Let's go.
Oh, let's do the Ghostbusters part.
Ghostbusters!
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Alright, so okay. I collected the toys. The cartoon was amazing going up.
I think we all collected this stuff.
And we're still being teased with the third movie! When is it gonna happen?!
I got one story. Remember how you had the actual, like, firehouse thing?
I did have that!
Remember the ooze that came with it?
Yep.
My mom took away the ooze before I could get to use it.
Well, I forgot that I left the ooze in there one time, and it just, it actually, like, turned into plastic or something like that, and it was hell to get out.
Okay. I got grounded. Because of that ooze.
Mm-hmm.
I poured it on my brother's head. And I told my mom we needed to call the Ghostbusters. My brother was a ghost. I think my brother was like 3 or 4 and he just thought it was fun.
Okay. Alright, I have one. This is the theme song to the cartoon, which was as awesome as the movie.
Is it what I think it is? Yep.
Alright, I have to say the line. Can I say it?
Yep.
Hey! Nice fucking move! I got away with that one!
Yes. And the dude who did the voice of Beetlejuice in the cartoon was just as good as Michael Keaton.
Yes.
And it kept to the true insanity of Tim Burton's creation.
Of course. But see, Tim Burton also created another one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yep.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
Classic. And truthfully, when you think of Christmas movies, this isn't one that jumps out at you, but it's a good Christmas movie.
Yes.
It may not be, your Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Frosty the Snowman, or even The Christmas Story, which is a good movie.
Yep.
Yeah, shoot your eye out. But it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I have to watch it every Christmas. I watched it 2 days ago, too.
And can you believe it's been 16 years since the last good video game-based movie has come out? Last, like, true masterpiece? And Mortal Kombat. The original Mortal Kombat movie
was
everything we wanted it to be.
Okay, that's it. I have to say the worst ever video game to turn into a movie.
Yep.
Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Bob Hoskins is a good actor.
Bob Hoskins was good. John Leguizamo was good. Dennis Hopper was great. It was just the script. Granted, you can watch it and you can laugh, but it was nowhere near what Super Mario Brothers should have been. It should have been Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, and, Toadstool Castle.
Yep.
King Koopa should have been more of Koopa looking,
yep.
Which he was near the end, but only near the end.
I know. Now, you two saw my Facebook photo that I put up the other day, right?
Right.
I went nostalgia. I don't know if you guys actually saw it.
I've been probably working.
Okay, well, the duck's gonna pull it up just to show you guys. Right there. Dude.
Oh, wait, yes, I did see that one.
And yeah. For those that don't see it, it's Mario's beating up the two little turtles, like he did in the game. Look at all mean, and a Ninja Turtle shows up.
Yeah, Raphael specifically.
No. Actually, if you look, they're swords.
Oh, well, the band.
The band's purple, like Donatello.
Yeah.
But he's got the sword, so it's, I had to put it up, I tried to do, something funny, and that was the one that, caught me because the show was coming up.
Right.
Had to.
Okay. Now, what about one of your favorite movies as a child?
There was either, one of the three movies I was always playing in my, VCR.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait. Say that again.
VCR.
There we go.
Video cassette recorder.
Now, these kids have no clue what the hell a VCR is.
Don't even ask them about Laserdisc.
Yeah. Ooh, dude, Laserdisc. Oh, man. Actually, we were still using that a little while back where my other job.
Thank you, viewer. Our viewer knows. Wait. I have to bring it up. The first video game any of us ever played.
What?
System. Atari.
Yeah.
You know, I never actually got to play on an Atari system. No. My parents had a ColecoVision.
God damn.
Oh, no.
I used to play Pac-Man all the time.
Oh, man.
Okay, so
it was Teenage Mutant Ninja 2, Secret of the Ooze. That one usually got to me, but I did like the first one, and I did like the third one. But I would always end up watching the third one a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like the second one because of how they did that. And especially the Super Shredder was awesome.
You know who Super Shredder was, right?
No.
Kevin Nash.
Oh, jeez. Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Hey, that's kind of a good question that came in my head.
Yes.
Why isn't Donkey Kong a movie?
There was a cartoon.
Yeah, there was a cartoon.
Donkey Kong Country was a cartoon, and it was pretty good.
I prefer Diddy Kong.
He was in the cartoon, too.
I was like Diddy.
So was, what's the girl one? Diddy, Donkey, Diddy,
Diddles.
Dixie! Dixie Kong!
You said Diddles, and I said Dumbass.
And Dixie Kong. And then there was Cranky, too.
Yeah, there's always Cranky.
Oh, you gotta love Cranky.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so for... You know what? I gotta talk about Sonic the Hedgehog as a favorite video game as a child.
Thank you.
I was first introduced to it as a friend at a friend's house in 1992. One of the greatest, probably the greatest video game character of all time, in my humble opinion. I played all of the Sonic titles as a kid. I played Sonic, Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic
the Hedgehog. Wait, right there. And Sonic. That was my boy right there. I love Knuckles.
Sonic and, yes. Sonic and Knuckles showcased a technology that blew our minds away. You opened up the top of Sonic and Knuckles, plugged in 1, 2, or 3, you can play the game as Knuckles in any of the old titles. And that was just amazing to me. I watched both cartoons. When I was a kid, I preferred the syndicated Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog over the Saturday morning one. But looking back, I realized how much better the writing was in the Saturday morning one. Because it was dark.
Yeah.
The whole thing about, you know, Uncle Chuck being roboticized and Sonic's dog Spunky as well, and Bunny Rabbit getting this close to being a robot herself, but saved at the last moment. But still, like 7/8 of her was still a robot.
Yeah.
And I collected the comic books too for over 10 years. One issue, probably my favorite thing they ever did. It was Sonic Super Special number 7, the Parallel Paradigm. I think that's how
Paradigm.
Paradigm. It had the characters of Sonic the Hedgehog meeting up with characters from Image Comics. So it would have the Max, Spawn, Shadowhawk, Savage Dragon, and a couple other ones as well. And when they did that, I was like, okay, this is like the epitome of my childhood. Two of my favorite franchises coming together. Thought it would never happen. Couldn't even imagine it happening, considering how different both comics were. Especially because, you know, the Image comics weren't really necessarily for children.
Yeah, never were.
And it happened. I think that was the point where I realized it won't get any better than this as a kid.
Back in the day when the Sony PlayStation 1 came out, and I don't mean like when it was like Sony PlayStation 1, I mean when it was just Sony PlayStation.
Yep.
Cool Borders. What else was there?
Twisted Metal.
Well, yeah, there was Twisted Metal, but I didn't get to play that much. But I mean, in the kid sense, there was Cool Borders.
Crash Bandicoot,
that was another one.
Jet Moto.
Oh, man, no, I missed that game. I wish they were trying to remake that game. That would be an awesome game to be playing again, especially with the graphics that we have now.
Yeah.
I would leave that to probably Codemasters. Codemasters, you do that. You do that game. Please.
I mean, it was a single track. Sony Computer Entertainment was the people who published it, so probably would have been a PlayStation exclusive anyway. You can download it on the PlayStation Network and play it there.
don't want to get your freaking PlayStation. The freaking door.
It's funny because when I was at E3, before we went into the last day, I was looking at the guys on the left, and they were talking about Jet Moto and how awesome it was.
How about Duke Nukem?
Yes.
The original Duke Nukem side-scroller on PC.
Yep.
I used to play that days on end for like 2 years straight. That was one of my... That was truly one of my favorite games on the PC.
The one that really killed me was the old days. The old days of the Hewlett-Packard, you know, 3.5... And I mean like 3.5 floppy disks.
Oh.
The ones that you would be able to go...
The point-and-click adventures of Sam and Rex Hit the Road.
Yeah, so, yeah, there was a lot of the games that I would be playing on that back in the day when that... Basically, you'd have to type in, like, the actual setup doc of playing the
CD, bop,
yeah, exactly. CD drive, you know, and, you know, underscore this, that, and the other...
Oh, EXE, yeah.
It took us, like, 10 minutes just to get to the game.
Exactly. You'd have to make sure that you'd have the manual, because if you lost the manual, you're done. You were just done. Yeah.
Now, did you ever sneak a game of Leisure Suit Larry?
Never got to.
You never got to?
No.
I managed to do it a couple times.
No, you lucky bastard.
The original Leisure Suit Larry and the Land of the Lounge Lizards. That was a funny game. And it's sad that the Leisure Suit Larry series has been, you know, defiled by the last couple shitty games that had nothing to do with the Leisure Suit Larry character.
Oh, you fucking dirty bastard.
Alright, so what other games can you think of that just made up your childhood?
Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
The original, now, yeah. Metal Gear Solid or just plain Metal Gear?
Metal Gear, probably.
Metal Gear.
But I remember Metal Gear Solid more than I do remember Metal Gear. That's too bad.
I'm the same way.
Far back.
Yeah.
But, you know, even as we were really young, is when Snake Eater came out.
When did Snake Eater come out?
I think it was early 2000s. Like, you know, I was still like 13, 14 years old.
It was 2004.
Yeah.
Somebody just said Spyro.
Spyro, yes.
Nah. Good one, viewer.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we have no clue who you are.
Yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Now, should we move on to music? Because there's a quote I need to use
for this one.
Okay.
You like Huey Lewis in the News. Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own commercially and artistically. The whole album had a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor. In 87, Huey released this for their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends, it's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
American Psycho.
Okay, so that was creepy, and to our viewer, no.
But I'm serious, Huey Lewis in the News I used to listen to like crazy as a kid. I had Picture This, Sports, and 4 on cassette, and I also still have a couple of the 45s.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Staring down the barrel of a 45.
Not that 45.
Oh. My God, I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car. Or make me feel 3 feet dead.
Stop breaking things.
Yeah, you're breaking my toy, damn
it. I didn't break it. The Mohawk was already broken. Shut up. All
right, so what did you listen to as a kid?
Anvil, you want to take this one?
Coolio.
Okay.
Gangster's Paradise, baby.
The first three Coolio albums were good. I don't know what the hell happened after the fact.
I don't know, but I know Gangster's Paradise is a play in my neighborhood all the time.
Well, that's because of the part of the neighborhood you were living in.
Don't make fun of my neighborhood.
That's your neighborhood.
Just because if we came to your neighborhood would all run away and we could take it over.
I would have to say No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom.
You would.
That and Sugar Ray.
Wow, dude, wow. You're really going white on us, aren't
yep.
you?
Yep, I think Prodigy back in the day, too.
Alright.
A couple other ones there.
Hey, dude.
What?
You're flaking. I hate you flaky crackers.
Yeah, I know.
How about, Snoop Doggy Dogg, back when he had the doggy in the name.
Yep.
Doggy style. That's all you gotta say about that. What a great album that was.
No! You say it.
Nope.
What is it?
Starts with a S-P-I-C-E.
Don't finish it!
And then...
No!
S-P-I... Not us. No.
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 Ah, damn it, I'll say it. Smiles! Spice Girls. Stop it!
They were first!
Then there was Head Thin.
Yay! Who actually are a lot better
now. Shut up!
I'm gonna be jam. I actually heard from Blue's mom that he used to be out there in his little pink leotard doing gymnastics stuff. I don't know. I just fucked it up, but I don't give a fuck. That song sucked.
Their newer stuff is better.
I refuse to listen to anything called Hanson. Unless, you know, they have Hanson's disease.
Moving on. Okay. Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Their Gold Cobra comes out this Tuesday.
Oh, really? Finally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Limp Bizkit at last night's show, too.
Finally. Jeez, man. It's taking a long time for that one to come out.
I'm kind of scared about this album, to be honest with you.
I think his biscuits gone limp.
Okay, how about we go with Korn while we're at it?
Okay, Korn was...
System of a Down.
Yes.
Cool. Incubus.
I remember, I got into Korn when I was in 8th grade. This girl was wearing a Korn t-shirt. I asked her about it. She says, yeah. It turns out Tom McFarlane animated Freak on a Leash.
Yeah.
So me being the whole animation buff, I bought the album just for that. Got that. It's on All in the Family.
Issues.
I'm just talking about the songs on Follow the Leader.
Anyways.
But what was awesome... The secret track, Unfollow the Leader. Earache My Eye, Cheech and Chong.
Well, see, I find it funny. We all used to sit there and talk about getting laid. Mm-hmm. Piece of a song.
Yeah.
It's all about the nookie. Nookie, get that. No.
That or Adidas.
Oh.
Holy yeah. fuck. Okay, I am actually looking at the reviews for Gold Cobra.
And they say they suck, right?
No. They're looking good.
They're only like one... I'd say only two bad reviews. Everything else is either 6 out of 10 or... Actually, one got 10 out of 10.
How about Stained?
Ooh.
Stained was another one that...
Yes.
But I heard apparently Stained sucks live.
So they're like Black Eyed Peas.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's just so many good slash bad slash fugly memories that we've all had.
But yeah. Actually, this is a pretty neat album. The new album cover is actually...
Ooh, giggity, giggity, goo.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much they're going to be rocking, you know, on the stage and whatnot.
Actually, I've seen them perform recently on television. Fred's actually still got it. Wes has still got it. Practically everyone in the group still has it.
Yeah, another one that was said, Papa Roach.
Yep.
Trapped. What, Godsmack?
Godsmack. Yeah. The first three albums, the self-titled, Awake, and Faceless were unbelievable. Four sucked.
Skip that one, but the newer one, dude, they went back to their roots. It was just that damn good.
Alright, well, when we were...
The Oracle, we're talking about.
Oracle, yeah, Oracle.
Alright, now, this is one that everybody still loves to this day. But first came out when we were younger. Ready? Eminem.
Yeah, you know, Marshall Mathers LP, I still felt was robbed of the album of the year for Grammys because it lost out to who? Fucking Steely Dan. Who hadn't made a good album in like 20 years. Let's be gentle with them. Over 20 years.
Ever?
Who?
Steely Dan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You might look at me strange when I say it. What about David Bowie?
What the fuck?
The only one I'll give him.
I'm afraid of Americans.
Exactly, with Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor.
Yep.
That
they actually toured together.
That was one of the best, you know, songs, I have to say, back from that age.
But come on, him in Labyrinth, one of the coolest villains out there.
Yeah.
The babe with the power.
Oh crap, why didn't I think about that? Well, I don't know. You could kind of account that. Three Doors Down? I mean, I know it was on the line. No, 311.
311.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Sublime, yep.
And we gotta say Nirvana.
Nirvana, definitely.
Right there.
Okay. Yes.
Give it for Nirvana, right there.
Yeah, Nirvana.
I have my fist up and he cleans his ear.
I had an itch.
Cake.
We all love cake.
Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Boss Stones. And it's funny because...
Chemical Brothers.
All right.
It's Crystal Method.
Dude, stop going through your music list.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We were listening to the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones before the Fucked Up show on Friday, and we realized how similar Dickie's voice is to Damien's.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. All right, well, let's start moving through because we're really running short.
Really?
Yeah.
We're already an hour and seven in.
Aha, Dave Matthews Band.
That's it.
I was just joking. Don't hurt me.
Well, we've already technically covered all this, too.
Yes.
So okay, next page.
Let's talk about
the last thing.
Yep. The favorite sports moment as a child.
I go last since I'm the sports director.
All right, so this is probably cheating.
Cheater.
It was WrestleMania 9.
Okay.
Cheater.
You picked this was the return of, like, of Hulk Hogan, who departed the WWF following WrestleMania 8. Originally, he came back to team up with Brutus Beefcake for the tag team champion to go against tag team champions, Money Inc., who had probably my favorite heel, Ted DiBiase.
Ah.
Senior.
Yeah, senior. Ted DiBiase, senior. Now, Hogan lost the tag team match by disqualification.
Sorry, dude.
But, later on, there was a match between Bret Hart and Yokozuna for the WWF Championship. And Yokozuna won. A couple minutes after they helped Bret Hart out, because remember the bonsai drop that would always destroy every pro wrestler out there. Hulk Hogan comes out, and Yokozuna goes, "Hey, I challenge you. You want to fight? You want to fight? Come on up here. I'll put my title on the line." 2 minutes later, Yokozuna's on the ground. Hulk Hogan does his leg drop. He becomes a WWF champion once again.
Congrats.
What the? Okay. Was that the one when he lifted him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it might have been. It might have been.
That is a good sports moment.
Yes.
Or a sports show. Okay, what about you, Blue?
Not sure about this one. There used to be this... I probably still have the, you know, tapes I have to dust off because I still have them, actually.
Nice.
But there was this thing called Sports Blooper Reels or something like that.
Oh, that's a good program.
It was a great program. You got to watch all the funny, like, you know, cars and music and that they would add to it and watch the cars flipping over and whatnot. And what's the one that really got me? I think it was a monster truck flipping over. It was pretty impressive. I think that was the one thing that got me into, like, the monster trucks the most, especially Gravedigger. I think it was Gravedigger. He went up on he went off this ramp and flipped over it. No, that's too new.
No,
that's too new. But I'm saying, like, I'm not like back in the day. Like, they weren't even thinking about the concept of doing backflips. Actually, that brings me back to the old Monster Truck games on the PC.
Yes!
But yeah, that was one of the ones that really got me into Monster Truck, is, like, how they were able to take such big vehicles and jump them over, you know, trailers and whatnot, and sometimes they would flip over. I think the one... Okay, I got one. All right. As much as I hate Ford... And it was a Ford truck, and it's always been a Ford truck. Bigfoot.
Yes.
Bigfoot jumping a airplane from wing to wing. Ever remember that one?
Yeah.
That one was very impressive. I have to say that's probably one of my sports ones.
Okay.
All right.
Mine happens to be the smallest part of an entire event.
Uh-oh.
Now, growing up, I hated Ricky Henderson.
Damn you.
Well, I was only three when this happened. No, actually, almost three. I was even fully three. And I got shown.
Yeah.
There were no wings on it.
Oh, bastards.
And my uncle showed me this on, you know, the video that he had from the game. And ever since, I've been a diehard fan. Alright, so let me break it down. August 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers playing the Oakland Athletics in Oakland. Pitcher for the Rangers, Nolan Ryan.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
Up at bat for the Oakland Athletics, Ricky Henderson. They go into a deep at bat. Six pitchers are thrown, and Ricky's standing there with a full count. Nolan stares him down, throws a pitch. Ricky swings, misses, strikeout.
Yeah.
Now, how does this make me a big, a huge sports fan over one strikeout? Do you want to know why that strikeout was so important? Geno Blue?
No.
That was Nolan Ryan's 5,000th strikeout.
Oh, no kidding.
Only pitcher to ever get 5,000. And that was one of my favorite sports moments. Because we'll probably never see it happen again. Anybody get to 5,000.
Yeah.
So the nearest guy to breaking Nolan Ryan's record was Randy Johnson. And he was still over 1,000 away.
Yeah.
When he retired. So we'll probably never see it.
Probably not. I just remembered about that was back in the day that they, the older X Games, mm-hmm. when they were doing the downhill racing, one of the female racers on the X Games was on the rollerblades. It was a downhill rollerblading event, and they kind of got away with that just because it was so dangerous. Apparently, one of the girls that was in front of her hit the haystack. Haystack popped out. She goes and hits the haystack and goes end over end. And I mean, like, that was probably one of the ones that was the most craziest flips I've ever seen.
Okay.
Done. That's probably one of the ones that got me.
Well, here we go. This is something that I think we all remember and we wish didn't disappear.
What?
XFL.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Alright, so there's a little bit of a hit and miss with the XFL. I felt it was a lot more exciting than the NFL. It gave us that whole, it helped bridge the gap, but it only lasted one season.
Because, people didn't catch on to it. I loved it. I went out and bought that football. The black or the red was
sick. Same here. I have that football somewhere, too.
See, mine got lost back in the hood.
Okay, that's back in the hood.
When I was a kid, I lived in the hood.
Yep.
I still kind of live in the hood, but, not as hoodie.
Yeah.
Not as hoodie like that.
So, does that make up our childhood for the most part?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned about Garfield. We miss Garfield.
I watched Garfield as a kid.
I watched it as a kid, but I don't know if I would consider it, something that made my childhood. The Christmas special was funny, where they go to the farm and all the funny stuff that happens there, but I don't know. I read the new Garfield comic strips. They're not as funny as they used to be. Yeah. Okay, maybe, just maybe, because I did used to love watching it. That and Muppet Babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
And on that, we have to end
it. I always hated Muppet Babies.
Really?
Whenever it popped up, I was like, nope, change channel!
It's
and then the batteries would fall out, and you're going, no!
We have to end this show on a good note.
Okay.
So I'm going to say one name, and we can end it.
Okay.
Tasmanian Devil.
Tasmania! I remember that show.
There we go, we can end it now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, that about makes up our childhood, for the most part.
And our 100th episode.
Yeah, our 100th episode. So.
Lovely. Okay. Hey, you want to talk about nostalgia?
Yeah.
I kind of effed up a little bit.
Why?
I had the mic going on that one for a little while.
Whoopsie.
Ah, don't worry, I could fix the audio.
But anyway, remember, visit our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, if there's anything you want us to talk about on the show, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
My turn?
Yes.
We're on MySpace.
Anyways, we're on Facebook. And you just all you have to do is type in Boston Bass Brigade, and that will pop up on the
both the group and the actual page.
So like us on the group, and then
request
us on the actual page, and you can actually talk to us on there as well. That's probably a quicker line. That's our main vein right now because. Yes.
I check every night.
It's good, but along with that, Facebook has been kind of a little bit on the off side lately because apparently they've been deleting shit off people's pages. Especially funny jokes.
Yes.
Check out everybody in the Land of Ash.
Mm-hmm.
And also check out our friends at Gamer Reaction and the Issues Guy.
Yep. We're getting some final preparations ready for that other episode that we're working on. It's going to be like the first half of video games of 2011. I've heard from the people from Gamer Reaction. I've heard from SFX360. I heard from Rachel Moore.
giggity.
Yep.
Well, actually, it's from a preparation for a couple special projects, because we're also going to be doing a sports one on one certain event.
Yep.
Coaching!
Yep, the calendar.
Cage Titan. Well, we're doing the Cage Titan special episode on their event last night.
Yes.
And then we're doing the charity calendar with Cage Titans. And a lot of help from, you know, them, their fighters, their ring girls, contemporarily out of order. We get a lot of help from Boston Brawlers,
yeah.
Get Punched, and Richo Photography.
Awesome.
And, of course, the Tapo Gym in Boston.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of great people helping out for a great cause. And basically, once this is all done, we're going to be selling them. I know Get Punched is going to help sell them. A few other places are going to help sell them. And I figured I touched on everybody else, so I gotta throw out Michaela Rose as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's, you know, being helpful, but where she's not associated with any of the groups, I gotta throw her a solo.
Okay. And right now, you can go online and check out the interview that Anvil and I did with Damien at Pink Eyes Abraham of Fucked Up.
Yeah.
We did it at the Royale, which is a scene of one of my most infamous Smosh pits ever.
Yes.
And we chill out back in the VIP section with everybody else from all the other bands coming in and out. It was really awesome.
Yeah, we talked with Ice Age. Yes.
Who are from Denmark.
Yeah, I actually took a listen to the CD a little bit. It's pretty good.
I did. They sounded a lot better than they did live because, like, you know, it sounded like the microphone wasn't up high enough.
Yeah, we kind of noticed that with Fucked Up as well.
Yeah, but Damien just owned it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's about it. Anything else we should add?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I know your Duke Nukem Forever review is coming up.
Yeah, that Duke Nukem Forever is taking forever. But anyways, it's, you know, it'll be out probably within a week or two, whatever, when I get it done.
And the Duck's writing, like, 3,000 reviews on...
I'm going to be working on the Trailer Park Boys review as well.
Okay.
You Don't Know Jack. I got a couple ones that I'm digging through. One of the probably the best games that I have to say right now of Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
Trenched.
Oh, yeah.
It is a very damn good game, and I don't want to ruin that for anybody right now, but I have to say, if you have an Xbox, and you have Xbox Live, you know, Gold Edition and membership and whatnot, download the trial of the game, and you will definitely not be, you know...
It's Double Fine Productions.
Double Fine did a damn fine job. That's all I have to say. All right.
Okay, so, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Hello, Nick.
And Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
And we are the Bastards.
Okay, 100 episodes down, another 100 to go.
God damn it.
Pretty interesting story, Freakazoid. But there's something I don't get.
What's that, Cosgrove?
In that movie Congo, how do you tell the difference between the real monkey and the guy in a monkey suit? That's a real monkey.
No, that's some guy in a suit.
Okay, but now that's a real monkey.
No, that's another guy in a suit.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. There, that's a guy in a suit.
No! That's a real monkey!
How can you tell?
It's obvious, Cosgrove.
There. Now that's a real monkey.
That's a guy in a suit!
We're gonna have to see this again.